Hello everybody, this is Ethan, and welcome to the second podcast in my Chitter Chatter series. That's what I called it, hope you like the name. Series where we just sit down, talk about pretty much anything, really. So, today's topic, UEFA Nations League. What is it? And what are my opinions? First question is, what is the UEFA Nations League? So the UEFA Nations League is a brand new competition designed by the UEFA Football Association. Obviously for European nations, that's what UEFA is. So what is it? So you have four leagues, you know, in the name UEFA Nations League. You have four leagues. League A consisting of, this is all based on FIFA rankings. So League A consisting of the countries with the highest FIFA rankings, like Spain and Portugal. The League B, which consists of Ireland and Northern Ireland, and countries similar in ranking to them. League C, the third one, consists of Scotland and countries that rank that have similar rank numbers to them. And in League D, you have most of the small nations. You know, you have Luxembourg, San Marino, all of them chucked in there. So, yeah. And whoever wins the four leagues, so winner of A, B, C, and D, they all automatically qualify for Euro 2020. That is what it mainly is. A new route to Euro 2020. So, basically, what my opinions are on it, I think it's pretty good. Pretty good format. I mean, don't see any flaws in it so far. Anyway, you know, you never know. Something could come up, but I think it's a great idea. The thing I really like about it, and this is another main, reason why the competition was created. It's to compete, you know, make friendlies. So friendlies the weekend just gone would normally take place, international friendlies. But now with the UEFA Nations League, the friendlies that were there have now become competitive, which I think is very, 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 very good, because it gives something for, you know, football fans to cheer about, because, you know, it's, you know, friendlies, yeah, you know. Yeah, you cheer for your nation, obviously, but it just doesn't really have the same buzz as, like, a competitive match. Now, obviously, there are still friendlies, but apart from that, yeah, it's just the UEFA Nations League. But, yeah, that's what I really like about the UEFA Nations League. This is what I really like about the concept of it, is that, yeah, it makes friendlies more competitive. So, well, they're not friendlies anymore, they are competitive matches, but for them to replace friendlies. Yeah, so, basically, as I already said, the winners of League A, B, C, and D, they all get through, you know, automatically qualification for Euro 2020. But See, you know, obviously, you know, it's in the name, UEFA Nations League. So the point systems will be, you know, same as many other leagues. And this is what interests me about it, is that, so obviously when they lose, you know, when they lose enough matches, you know, if they perform, you know, terribly, they will get relegated, get moved down to League B, and then they'll have to face, you know, countries not of the ranking, if you like. And then League B countries will be moving up to League A, which will also be interesting, because League B, obviously, lower rank, FIFA ranking than the teams in League A. So it will be interesting how they perform against, you know, the giants, really, of the football world. So, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot to say about the UEFA Nations League, but a lot of people have got confused over it, you know. I don't think a lot of people knew it was actually happening, to be honest. You know, this weekend, obviously, it started. This is the first time that some people have actually heard about it. But I wasn't too familiar on it myself, so obviously I had to do some research. But I wanted to talk about it today. You know, doing some more research, you know, I think people who have explained it just try and, you know, well, not try, but seem to make it more complicated than it really is, because it's literally four leagues, including nations. They get points, they get relegated, you know, it's like an actual league, but it's just, it's like leagues in England, you know. You have your Premier League, the Championship, League One and League Two, obviously, relegated from leagues, promoted from leagues, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's basically that, but just with nations of Europe, I guess. And what I'm really looking forward to, and I know we're going to see some upsets, and I really hope we do, and like some surprising teams who might have written off at the start of this competition, who, you know, come back and prove us wrong. I hope we see... a good handful of them teams, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, you know, there is one flaw that I would like to talk about, is that obviously in friendlies, you know, teams wouldn't be too bothered about putting out the strongest squad, you know, to play in the match. But obviously UEFA Nations League, as it is competitive now, you know, competitive matches, you know, most teams will be playing the one of the stronger, if not strongest squads. And that will mean, obviously, a lot of good players for very good clubs will be getting injured. Well, will be more prone to injury. But I think that's, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, a player's going to get injured, you know, no matter if they're playing for the nation or if they're playing for the club or whatnot. But, you know, managers hate when players get injured during the international breaks. That means, obviously, they will not be playing for the club. So you know, that's one of the reasons why they don't really put out their strongest squad in just normal friendlies, because they don't want to get injured for, you know, a match that doesn't really, well, they don't want to risk them getting injured for a match that doesn't even matter. But obviously now it's competitive, the matches do matter. But you know, apart from that, you know, obviously, players are going to get injured wherever they play. But, yeah, it's, you know, it'll just be, I think players just have to be careful, because obviously, it's not like it's a long break. It's literally the week after the leagues in the respective countries start again. It's not like the World Cup where it's the whole summer and then there's a few weeks to recover from it. It's literally, take the Premier League for example. So, you know, playing in the Premier League, then playing in the UEFA Nations League, then playing in the Premier League again. So yeah, apart from that, as I said, great idea, great concept from what I can see. Obviously, it's only started, so I can't exactly say, you know, whether it's going good or not. But I think from now, you know, from what I've seen, it's going pretty good. The concept itself, some team performances haven't been up to standard, I suppose, let's say. But yeah, I think it'll take a while for the teams to get the gist of what the UEFA Nations League actually is and get settled into a brand new international football competition. And that's, you know, I like that there's a new international football competition, but I think, you know, because obviously you have your World Cup in Europe, but I think if you're going to do a new one, don't hold it in the same time when it's same year, rather, when it's the World Cup. I think you should hold it either in 2019 or 2021. You know, for this 4 years, because obviously, now, don't get wrong, yeah, 2019 we do have the Women's World Cup, but if we're focusing on men's soccer here, then you have the Men's World Cup in 2018, then you have another men's football competition the same year. But obviously, yeah, it'll be good to watch us also the women's World Cup in 2019 in France. But that's raising a good question. Well, not a good question, but that's raising a good point that the only time we won't have international football, well, a major international football, you know, World Cup or Euros, will be, I believe, in 2021, unless there's Youth World Cups going. See, I don't know if the UEFA Nations League is being held, you know, in a set year, or across all of the years. So, because coming from the question that, oh, don't hold it in the same year as the World Cup, I have a feeling it could actually be stretching across all the years when the international break is supposed to take place. So, yeah. I mean, in the whole scale of things, we have the World Cup just gone. We have a new competition in UEFA Nations League in Malta. Then we have the Women's World Cup in France next year, which will be very good. Then 2020, we have the Euros all across Europe. And 2021, not sure of anything happening there. It could be the Women's Euros, actually, if they follow the same format as the men's team do, as in World Cup. No international football, well, no competitive, you know, no big competition. Then the next year we have the Euros. So 2021, yeah, we could have the Women's Euros. I'll have to make sure on that. But yeah, more than probably they do follow the men's calendar kind of thing, if you get me. Every 2 years. And then obviously 2022 we have the Qatar World Cup. So yeah, obviously that'll be very interesting. But yeah, you know, lots of, you know, with this new competition hyping up, you know, the more international games that we would have written off as friendlies. And I hope they make a UEFA Women's League as well. That will be very cool. But there might actually be one now. I just haven't heard of it. But, you know, the way I see it, if they're going to make a men's competition for the UEFA Nations League, they're going to have to make a women's competition for the UEFA Nations League, because that's only fair. But obviously, you know, FIFA rankings aren't the same for men as the women, so women countries are better than the way the men play for them countries, you know, so who knows? I mean, from what I can see, England, if it ever was created, which it should be, as I said, England, I'd say, would be still in League A. You know, we have Lucy Bronze, absolutely great player. I'm not sure about the other country. I'd say Wales. Wales aren't in League A, but I'm pretty sure Wales are very good at women football, so I think they would be in League A. You know, if you get me about talk about the transitions between men and women. Obviously, Wales have Gareth Bale, but you know, but they're still in League B. So yeah, you know, prospect of a women's UEFA Nations League would be very, very good. Obviously, as I said, the way I see it, should be equal. If we're going to create a UEFA Nations League for men, they need to create a UEFA Nations League for women. So, with that being said, the UEFA Nations League, good idea, good concept, good layout as well. And yeah, hopefully I've explained well what it is, and thank you very much for listening to this episode of Chitter Chatter, and hope you all have a great day, and I will see you, or talk to you, really, in the next one. Goodbye.